Wednesdays?
Far as Wednesday can be open, if any get there?
I hope not, because I'm going to bed.
Why are you coming with us?
We'll all hang out, have a party. Oh, I'm gonna shut yours off for it. Nope, still going. You're good.
He can't hear you.
No, I know he's old.
Dean, you're never gonna look at 2 points and not be happy, I'm guessing, but do you see some underlying concerns in this game with the way that you played the third and the OT?
No. No, I mean, listen, teams are going to push, and obviously they did. They scored, you know, a bit of a scramble goal, and then they score when we lose or break our stick. So, you know, no, I mean, we're okay. Did they outshoot us and maybe, you know, take over a little bit? We loved how resilient we were. You know, we stayed the course. Again, they catch a couple of breaks. That's what happens in this game, right? I mean, it's like a couple mistakes, a break here, a bounce, and ends up in your net. And but you know, we got to where we wanted to get to, and yeah, we're not ever gonna be disappointed with 2 points.
Zach was saying it's a natural tendency when you're up 2 goals to sort of take your foot off the pedal a little bit. Did it bother you to see the puck in your own zone as much as it was in the third?
Yeah. Would we like to, you know, be, you know, playing with it more in their zone? Sure. You know, are they pushing, you know, extra? Are there a couple things we could have did to exit the zone or get it out or close in the D zone? Yeah, we'll look at those and correct them. But yeah, would we have liked to close that out? 3-1 for sure.
Luke, another really solid night for that Coyle line. Kind of underrated too. When it was 1-1 and the halves were pushing, they go out and get a shift and kind of smooth things out right before the goal. How important was that moment?
Yeah, no, it's a good point. The guys recognized it too on the bench, that kind of changed momentum a little bit. They're doing all the right things. They're, you know, playing against the top lines every night here at home, and obviously we won't get matches, you know, when we get on the road here for the next, whatever it is, 4 games. But, you know, they'll continue to do the same thing. They play the same way every night, every shift. So, yeah, they've led us in that department for sure.
When you get deeper into overtime like that, what goes into the mindset of who you deploy, like pairs-wise?
Again, we have a thought process, and then, you know, we have like 4 groups that we think will go. And then, like, if like happened tonight, we were going to double Marchie back up, or we did, because, you know, there was sustained time that he didn't get out there and rested. So, you know, our philosophy, and I know it's different. I know, you know, their 2 guys, Suzuki and Caulfield, were out there a lot. Our philosophy is we want to be fresh. And so there's different elements that happen each night.
Mike, Dean, what would you say about Marchenko's game right now and where he is in the echelon of offensive players in this league?
Yeah, I don't even look at that. I know I saw something up there that said he's got a streak going on or something. What we like is that he's competing. He's competing his butt off every night. He's getting even more vocal on the bench as well, talking about doing the right things in the right situations. And so, yeah, he's becoming not only obviously an offensive, you know, production out of him, but he's becoming a leader on our team as well.
Kind of going back to the end of regulations, when you're leading, you've been able to get some second points out of these things, which is good. But, you know, been a number of times also when leads have disappeared kind of late. Are there things that you guys aren't doing that you could be doing better to prevent?
Yeah, score one more, I guess.
Yeah.
That would help.
So
then we'd
and how do you do
we'd
that?
Win by one.
Be more aggressive?
Yeah. again, it's to say that there's a theme. No, there's no theme. It's different things happen. Again, we lose coverage on their second, and we break our stick on a 6-on-5, it's basically 6-on-4. So, and you know, it's a wrist shot that goes through a screen and hits Jet. So you know, are we again disappointed that we didn't win in regulation? Of course, but are we beating ourselves up for letting the lead slip away? No.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. I'm sure you all aren't coming to Winnipeg. Certainly, Ports isn't.
We'll fly there tomorrow.
Prove them wrong.